Last time we began discussing the difference between a Nida Daraisa and a Zava Daraisa, so just to summarize what's most critical for our purposes, a Nida Daraisa has no requirement of Shiva Nekiyam. She sees Dam on day one, whether she sees Dam one day or 7 days, as long as she's able to be Mafsika Betara by the end of day seven, as long as by the end of day seven she's clean, she can go to the mikvah on Motzai day seven. A Zava Gedola requires Shiva Nekiyam, meaning she sees Dam for at least 3 consecutive days. She has to wait until she's clean, then count 7 clean days, and then Minatora, Mi'ikra Din, she can go to the mikvah on the 7th day because of Mitzas Hayom Kukula. The Gemara in Nida and Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis tells us about the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenida. There's a halacha Moshe Mishinai that there's an 11-day period Bein Nida Lenida. So what does that mean? That there is a 11-day period Bein Nida Lenida, which is a halacha Moshe Mishinai. So that, as we know, is a machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, the way we generally assume, what that means is that the woman is a Nida, so after the 7 days of Nidas are complete, if she were to see Dam during the subsequent 11 days, then Dam during those 11 days would be Dam Ziva. But in order to trigger those 11 days, you first need to have a period of Nidas. So if a woman sees Dam Nida for 7 days, and then she goes to the mikvah, and then 3 days later she sees Dam Ziva. She sees Dam, that's going to be Dam Ziva. So let's say she becomes a Zava Gedola, so she will count, she'll see Dam for 3 days, she'll count Shiva Nekiyam, and once those Shiva Nekiyam are over, then any Dam that she sees subsequent to that is going to be Dam Nida again. The Rambam, however, writes as follows. The Rambam Yisirebiya Paragvav Alachavav Paragvav Alachavav Yisirebiya Kol Yemei Ha'isha Miyom Sheyikva La Vest Ad Shetamus. So the entire life of a woman, from the time that she first has a kviyas vest, the first time she sees Dam, until she dies, or until there's a change in the vest, the predicted time that she sees Dam. Tiskor la'olam shiva mitkilas yom ha-vest, v'achareyan achadasar, v'achareyan shiva, v'achareyan achadasar. So according to the Rambam, the clock isn't restarted just because a woman sees Dam Ziva during the 11-day period of Ziva. But a person always has to count 7-11, 7-11, and for her entire life, or until there's an Akiras Avest, until she has a baby, and then she stops seeing Dam regularly, and then she sees Dam again, and then you start the clock again, you always have to calculate 7-11, 7-11. Any Dam seen during the 7 is Dam Nida, any Dam seen during the 11 is Dam Ziva. V'tizah, here 1 second, v'tizah b'minyan, k'dei sh'teida v'eis sh'tira dam, im b'mei nida ras b'mei ziva. Therefore, a woman has to be exceedingly careful to know where she's holding in the count. Sh'kol yameha shal isha kachein shiva yamei nida v'ralach yamei ziva. Alam kein v'sikha leida k'mo sh'yisbar. So unless there's some life change that throws her cycle for a loop, she always has to be cognizant of the 7 count and the 11 count.
According to Rosh Hashanah, is it only being a Zava Gedola, meaning having within that 11-day period having 3 subsequent days of blood that removes the chazaka? I don't know what you would call it. That is Dam Ziva.
So according to Rashi, any time she sees Dam, she has a period of Nidus, let's say that lasts for 7 days. Then, if she sees Dam any time during the next 11 days, that's going to be Dam Ziva. And then she counts Shiva Nekiyam. But the Nidah clock doesn't start again until after the Shiva Nekiyam. So let's say she has 7 days of Nidah, and then she becomes a Zava Gedola on day 9 afterwards. Okay, so she sees Dam day 9, day 10, day 11. Then she has to count Shiva Nekiyam. So the Nida clock only starts again after those Shiva Nikiyam are complete.
It's also Machlokas about restarting.
I'm sorry?
Once 18 passes,
right,
going to Rambam, you go straight back to the 7, going back to the house, you pause.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and yeah.
It's also Machlokas since Zav Tana, whether you wait to go back into Nida between Rosh and Dosos. The Rashi says you can have the 2 and 6 can be the last and first, and Tosos says it has to be a mistake. Things Zav Tana would push off Nida, even Nida's.
Right. Okay. That's you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Bei Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan of the Nerich is trying to explain the Shita of Rambam, but for our purposes, we assume Lalach and Ali the Rambam, and I'm not going to dwell on that on that Shita now.
Sorry, I just understand that. So this is also part of my question. So
yeah.
Dom from Ziv Katana,
right,
who's in during that 11-day period. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to the clock. Rashi.
Correct.
Okay.
Fine. So with that Hadama, let's now begin discussing Takanas Rebbe and the Chumra B'nai Sissel, the Reb Zera, which I hope you saw in the Gemara and Daf Samachlav. So if you have a Gemara with you, take a look at the Gemara and Daf Samachlav and Aleph. That the third to last short line, Samachlav and Aleph. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hiskin Rebbe Bisados. Rebbe made the following takana Bisados in the field. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Bisados, Makam She'ein B'nei Torah, Ve'einan Yodos Limnos Pesach Nidos. So Rebbe made a takana for the Amoraim and the people who lived out in the fields who were not B'nai Torah, who were not capable or not careful enough to be able to distinguish between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. So what was this takana? Hiskin Rebbe Besados Ra'asa Yom Echad Teshev Shishavahu. If a woman sees dawn for one day, she has to literally sit, she has to wait 6 days in addition to that one day. What does that mean? See Rashi. Shisha Bahu, Kedin Torah, Veshema Bimei Nidahu. Meaning what? If a woman sees Dam for one day, one of two possibilities. Either it's Dam Ziva, in which case she's only a Zava Katana, and she's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, and she can go to the mikveh the next day. Or she's a Nida, in which case she has to count a total of 7 days, including the days she sees Dam, and then go to the mikveh after that. So Rebbe was Misakin Besodas for the people who weren't capable of distinguishing between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva, that we have to be Machmir to treat everything as Dam Nida. So in a case where she sees Dam in one day, you have to treat that as Dam Nida and count 7 full days, including that first day. So Aleph said that the woman is a Nida, Rebbe didn't add anything. Aleph said that she's a Zava Katana, Rebbe added that we had to treat her as a Nida. Okay, so that's the first level of Takanas Rebbe, that across the board, even if maybe it's really only Dam Ziva, you still have to treat it as Dam Nida. And therefore, Ra'asa Yom Echad Teshev Shisha Bahu, she has to count a total of 7 days before going to the mikvah. Good. That's the first part. Then, Shnayim Teshev Shisha Bahu. If she sees Dam for 2 days, she has to count an additional 6 days after the 2 days for a total of 8 days. Look at Rashi. Shnayim teshev shisha vehei l'chumra. Shema rishon sov zov. V'shei klilas nida. for three ha'ochisha. So there are three possibilities if a woman sees dam for 2 days in a row. Either it's dam nida both days, and therefore she only has to count an additional 5 days after those first 2 days. Or those are 2 days of dam ziva, in which case she's a shemeres yom keneged yom and can go to the mikvah on the third day. Or, and this is what Rebbe says Rashi was concerned about, maybe the first day was dam nida, sorry, dam ziva, and the second day was dam nida. So if the first day was dam ziva and the second day was dam nida, so the second day is really day one of the nida count, and you have to count an additional 6 days. So in order to cover that eventuality, that possibility that maybe the first day is dam ziva, the second day is dam nida, and therefore you have to count an additional 6 days of yimei nida, so that was the second level of the kind of Rebbe, teshev shisha bahu. 6 days plus an additional two to cover all the bases in case the first day is dam ziva and the second day is dam nida. So even if she sees no subsequent dam, she still has to count an additional 6 days before going to the mikvah, al atzad, that the second day of dam is really the first day of nidus. There is a line in the Piskei Rid. I saw the Piskei Rid in the Kovas Shitas Kamai on page Tav Kaf Hei, if you want to look inside. Kovas Shitas Kamai, page Tav Kaf Hei. So the Piskei Rid has the following. Shisha Bahu, the intira toch zayin sricha lahastil mechadash dilma harishon mine ziva. So Rashi told us, why do you need the additional 2 plus 6? Because maybe day 1 is day ziva, day 2 is day nida, and then you have to count the full 7 days of nidos for a total of 8 days, right? So if that's true, that day 2 is the first day of nidos, so let's say she saw dam on day 4 or day 5, so that doesn't add anything to the count, because that's down in the middle of Yimei Nida, which is perfectly fine. As long as she's clean by the end of the seventh day of Nidus, she could then go to the mikvah. But the Tosafot said, the Piskei Rid says, but here we're being choshesh in both directions. So if we're choshesh in both directions, let's say she sees Dam again on day 4. So maybe that is going to be Dam Ziva. Or let's say she sees dam on day what?
It's Yimei Nida.
I'm sorry?
Maybe day 4 is Yimei Nida and then she needs 6 more.
No, maybe if day 4 is Yimei Nida, that's fine, because day 1, we're already saying that day 1 is that day 2 is day 1 of Yimei Nida.
What if?
Or so you're saying the other direction, and maybe day 1 and day 2 were Ziva, mm-hmm. and day 4 is the beginning of Nida.
Yeah.
Correct. So that would also be in a chanan. We'll see the Tosafot Rashi says that. But the Rid is talking about the other. Correct. In a chanan, the Rid is talking about a different case that maybe you'll start seeing down in the middle of the 7 days. So that potentially could be dam ziva. Let's say you'll see 3 days in the middle. So then you have to start shivin akim after that. Al tzad that maybe it's dam ziva. So any time you have to constantly be cognizant of the chumras of both. That you have to chesed, what's going to be Yimei Nida, what would be if it's Nida, what would be if it's Ziva, and therefore for all intents and purposes that entire week that you have to count because the Kadosh Rebbe has to all be clean.
But if there's a day in the middle,
right,
with no blood, then this would only be Ziva, should only be a Zeva Katana.
She could still be a Nida. I mean, if she sees Dan. So in this case, she saw dam on Sunday, Monday, and then she doesn't see dam Tuesday, Wednesday. She sees dam on Thursday. So that could be if Monday was the beginning of the 7 days of nidus, so dam on Thursday is also dam nida.
Right. So either it's dam nida from earlier, in which case
right.
there's no problem. It's a part of the original seven count.
Right.
To decide where we want to be machmir, that it could be dam ziba.
Right.
At that point, we're only at zeva katana status, in which case. And she's waiting anyway because she's in that the 7 day period.
Right.
In which case, there's nothing else to worry about. It seems like the only thing that she could be mocking her for is that it is a before was were both Ziva and going forward this is Nita.
Right, so you say that if she only sees Don one day in the middle, that shouldn't add anything to the concern.
With regard to being mocked in terms of Ziva.
Beyond the she should have hated her counting anyway.
Right.
Right. So if you look at the Tosafot Rush, Tosafot Rush and Nida printed in the margin of the Gemara. So the Tosafot Rush Diber Mastil Yom Echad Teshev Shisha Vahu. So that's going back on the first level of Rebbe that she sees one day. So the Tosafot Rush there writes, "V'tzarach shiyu nekiyim shebechol yom shetira misafka dilma hashta havitchilas nida." But no, any day that she sees in the middle, maybe that's day one of nida. So if you're going to see Dan any point during that week that you're counting, you have to start the count again, right? Because maybe everything till now was Dan Ziva, and now this is Dan Nida, and now you need a full 7 days because of Dan Nida. So for all intents and purposes, says the Tosafot Rush, there's no indication that Rashi argues, but the Tosafot Rush just spells it out, that for all intents and purposes, that every day that you count, because of the Kanas Rebbe, where we're mapping both directions, that any day may be Tchilas Nida or Tchilas Ziva, so all those days have to be Nekiyim. The Rashi says, V'hadlo ka'amr Nekiyim, mishud lo shayach lomer Nekiyim, ala kishahay mimei Svira. So the term, so why do the Gemara say you have to be Nekiyim? Because the term Nekiyim means, the term Shiv Nekiyim is used for the days, the clean days after seeing Dam Ziva. So there wouldn't be an accurate expression to say that to be Nekiyim, because Nekiyim is a term that's only used in the context of Ziva. And here, they have to be clean to cover both the bases of Ziva and the bases of Nida. But practically speaking, the Rav says, I'm not aware of any Rishon that argues, that within Takanas Rebbe, all the days have to be clean, meaning you have to have Lemaisa 7 clean days. Yeah.
It also implies a lot of us in terms of the Degos.
Correct. Right, that's part of what the Rosh is saying. Correct. Good. Okay. So again, we have, if she sees one day of Dan, we have to be kosher. Maybe that's day one of Nida, and she has to count an additional 6 days. If she sees 2 days of Dan, Rashi says we have to be kosher. Maybe day one is Dan Ziva, day two is Dan Nida, and then she has to count another 6 additional days for a total of 7 Yimei Nida. Just look at Tosas in the bottom. Tosas has a different consideration of Shnayim Teshiv Shishvehein. Shema Rasa Yom Rishon Dan Yoruk Ve'eno Min Haminim. That no, maybe, not like Rashi says, that maybe the first day is Dan Ziva, the second day is Dan Nida, maybe the first day is Dan Tahor. Maybe the first day is Dan Tahor, and the second day is day one of Dan Nida. We're not Hoshish Rusiva. Could be all Nida, but maybe the first day is Dan Tahor, and you're only counting from day two. I think the Aruch Lanier, I don't remember seeing it recently, but I think the Aruch Lanier addresses why Tosos doesn't say like Rashi. I don't remember what he says. We can take a look if you want.
Wouldn't that imply what is supposed to say if she sees 2 days of Dom Tome on the 18th and first day? Does it not go to the first day? Does it?
Again?
Does her being in status of a Zavik Khan of events, you may need to be starting again to come to Tosos? Or do you not say that?
You say maybe that's why Tosos doesn't say like Rashi?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Maybe, okay, good. Okay, let's go on. And then, third part of Takanas Rebbe, Shlosha Teshev Shiv Nekiyim. Then if a woman sees 3 straight days of Dam, so maybe she's a Zav Gedola, and therefore she has to count Shiv Nekiyim. If it's Dam Nida, she only has to count another 4 days. If it's Dam Ziva, she has to count another 7 days. Okay, so that's Takanas Rebbe for Anshav Sados, that in order to avoid any potential confusion between what's Danida, what's Amziva, we have to be machmir to treat everything as both, with the potential chumras in both directions. Okay, so far so good. Then the Gemara introduces Reb Zeira. Amar Reb Zeira, Benos Yisrael Hechmira Latzman, Shafilu Roos Tipa Tham Kechardol, Yoshva Salah Hashem Nekim. Benos Yisrael are Machmir on themselves, that even if they see a drop of blood like a mustard seed, they count Shiva Nakim. So what is this Chumra Benos Yisrael of Gzeira, and what does that add to Takanas Rebbe? That even if they see Tivasam Kechardo, Yoshvos Aleha Shiva Nakim. The Rishonim here addressed it, but I'm just going to read with you a few lines from the Tamid Erev Ben Yonah and Brachos, which we'll see, some of the Rishonim here say basically the same thing. Tamid Erev Ben Yonah and Brachos is on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Bedapei Rif, Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Bedapei Rif, Dibur Maskel She'afilu. Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Bedapei Rif. The Gemara there on Daf Amud Aleph and Brachos says that a person should always be omeid L'tfilah mitoch halacha p'suka, that a person should always start davening after learning a paskin halacha, not a complicated pilpul. And the Gemara's example of halacha p'suka is this din of our Gemara. So the Rabbi Yonah there writes as follows. What does it mean, afilu roas tipos dam kachar? What was the nature of this chumra b'nos Yisrael? So first he says, yesh mefarshim, shachumra haisa, mimnei shahaisa mara hadam kein achardo. Some say that the chumra is in the shade, that even if they see tipas dam, the shade of mustard seed, they're still machmir to treat that as dam nida. And the Tamid Ben Yonah says that's incorrect, because it is that the shade of a mustard seed, that's natani anyway, that's natani mekar din, that's not a chumra. When we talk about marasam, we'll talk about that, but the Yesh Mefarshim that Ben Yonah begins quoting says that can't be pshat, that has to do with the color, because the color is tummy anyway in the Ikarit. And then he goes to the second pshat. Maybe it's because of the size, that a field rose deep down the cardinal, even if they see a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, which is exceedingly small, they're still machmir to count Shiv and the key. So that's also incorrect, that's tummy to Ben Yonah, because there's no shear for dam nida.
What was the first
shot is this color. The second shot is the size. So the first shot, which he says is incorrect, is that even if they saw dam the shade of a mustard seed, they're machmir. And Yonah says that's incorrect because that's tam and nikar din. And the second shot that he initially rejects, or that he rejects, is size. Even if it's so small like a mustard seed, they'd still be machmir. And they're also, that's nikar din, that dam nida is tamei b'kolshim. So after rejecting those two pshatim, the Tamid Ben Yonah says as follows. El pesher hadavar hukach. She'im haya omer dam stam. Hayinu omrim she'ein bazeh chumra kol kach. So if it would have just said that they're machmir for any normal amount of blood to count Shiva Nakiyim, that wouldn't be such a chumra. Mimnei, Shishlosha Batim Hei Meisha, we'll see Mishnah Daf Yizayin as we go on, the Chazal's understanding of female anatomy, that there's the Cheder, the Aliyah, the Prozder, and Dam that comes out of the Makor or the Rechem is Metame. Even if the dam is released in a makor, in a rechem, and stays in the woman's body for whatever amount of time, the woman is tameya, even if it hasn't yet left the body. So says Tamid Rabbi Yonah, what's the chumrah? That even if a woman only sees a small amount of dam, you have to be choshesh that maybe she's a zava gedola. Maybe she really had dam moving around inside of her that was released from the rechem for the last 2 days. And it's only on the third day that it comes out of the body and she becomes aware of it. So the chur of Eretz Yisrael was that even if they only saw 1 day of blood, they would treat that as a zava gedola, that maybe it's really the third of 3 days, and she wasn't aware that there was internal flow of blood the last 2 days. So this is formulated, says Tamid Ben Yon, in terms of Tifas Dam Pichardo, if it's a normal amount of flow, so then it's a reasonable assumption, a reasonable concern, that maybe the dam is already floating around in her body for 2 days before it came out. But the chiddush was, the chumer was, even if all that comes out on the first day that she sees dam is a tiny amount, there was still choshesh that maybe there was dam that was a nakar min makor in the body 2 days earlier, and she still is of gedola, and now she has to count shiva nekiyah. So according to this, what chumer b'nos Yisrael adds over to Tanis Revi is an additional day. Because according to Takanas Revi, if she sees dam for 1 day, she counts an additional 6 days. If she sees dam for 2 days, she counts an additional 6 days. And Takanas and Chumra Benos Yisrael was, even if she sees dam for only 1 day, she counts an additional 7 days, because maybe that 1 day is really the third day of Ziva, and she has to count Shiva Nekiyah.
This is not such a great chumra, but both of them are chumras. La halacha, if she sees, she doesn't assume she saw there was dam 2 days before.
The chumra of Benos Yisrael added an additional day to Takanas Rabbi. Takanas Rabbi was, you see dam 1 day, you have to count another 6. And chumra of Benos Yisrael is, you see dam 1 day, you have to count another 7. Yep, so that added an additional chashash that maybe the dam that she sees on day one is really day 3 of Ziva, because it didn't come out of her body yet, but it still had been released, and therefore you have to be choshesh to count a full Shiva Nekiyah.
What's he saying, the reason that they're machmir in this case? Because the halacha, they're not tamer no matter what.
What do you mean?
In a case where they only see 1 day, they don't actually need to be choshesh that they saw 2 days before. So it's
so
just like,
if you know that the dam, that there was dam internally 2 days before, then that would make you into a zava gedola. So the chumra was that they're choshesh, that the baby really was released, and they're going to be mocking themselves.
Is this like Rashi and Tosfos are saying, just trying to find the case where this happens?
What do you mean like Rashi and Tosfos?
Rashi and Tosfos say, like, we're trying to find the case. It doesn't make sense unless this case actually exists. And the case exists where Tifas Dam Chartah can make a tamei.
Right, so Rashi doesn't spell this out, but
Rashi.
Rashi says in Lashlosha, the Ilu have that you made. I'm sorry.
Where are you? I'm Megillah.
Yeah. So I'll come to Rashi. I think Rashi Megillah is similar, but we'll come there.
But it's just pretty much you don't ever have this where she's coming to again for Tifas Dam Chartah, but no, you have these cases. And Tosfos same thing, but he says
right. So I think Rashi and Megillah is along the lines of the Zvenyona.
So it's saying it doesn't make sense to do this unless you have a case where it can actually happen.
Right.
This
so this
case
is
where it can
happen. Right. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel a little nitpicky, but mm-hmm. from the Tosfei Harush, when mm-hmm. they use washing Shiva Nekiyah, mm-hmm. it's not a true Shiva Nekiyah like it is by the Harun the Benos Yisrael, right? Because over there, it's still within Takanas Revi, mm-hmm. which means that it's the first day has blood. It's certainly not part of Shiva Nekiyah, and then but the following 6 days need to be clean, so that you know that the Nida is not starting.
Correct.
So it's really only Shiva Nekiyah.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So the does. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that okay.
Right, that's essentially what we're saying. I mean, so what we're saying in the Chumra Benos Yisrael is that adds an additional day of
right.
the game. Correct. Good. Okay. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah. And as the other thing was saying, I think Rashi and Megillah basically means the same thing. The Rashi Kafchas and Vezdi Masa Lachmiru. And the Tosa Rosh and the Ritzvah and Arsig as well basically say the same thing. But the Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit more of an expansive presentation, which is why we quoted it from Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran and the Ritzvah have a slight difference in presentation. The Chidush Ran here in Arsig Yonida has the following. Ben Tomar. The Kalim the Takansa the Rebbe Motzi in Mide Kol Safek. So it sounds like Rebbe took care of covered all the bases. The Lama Khmir Benosisrael Asman Afilu Ro Adam Tipa Kakardo Yoshua Saled Shivanakim. So what did Khmir Benosisrael add over Takan's Rebbe? Because Rebbe seemed to get it right on its own. Yeshlomar Kideshalo Yitu Bidabar Shalif Amim Havi Zavagidola Vitehei Svura Shalo Rasa Elishnayim. So we're concerned that maybe she'll be a Zava Gedola, but she'll think that she's a Zava Tana, that she only saw a dam on 2 days. Why? Kigon Sherasa Beis Re'ios. Maybe she'll see 2 Re'ios, so she'll see dam on Sunday and Monday. The Echa Mehen Bein Hashmashas. But the first Re'iyah was Motzei Shabbos, so that was Bein Hashmashas between Shabbos and Sunday. So she's going to think that she saw dam on Sunday, Monday, 2 days. So then Takanas Rebbe is, if you see dam for 2 days, you count Shishavei. You count Monday is day 1 of 7, right? So Sunday, Monday, an additional 6 days, and then she can go to the mikvah after the following Sunday. But the Benos Yisrael were worried, maybe even though the woman thinks that it's 2 days, it's really 3 days, because in reality, the first Riyas Adam began during Bein Hashmashos, which was at a time that is still in the din of Shabbos, and then she's really a Zava Gedola. So in order to avoid such confusion, as a across-the-board Kabbalah, Benos Yisrael accepted upon themselves to always count Shiva Nikia.
The Riyah happens over from Bein Hashmashos until after Tzeis?
The Riyah happened, or no, even the Riyah happened during Bein Hashmashos, but, I'm sorry?
It can't cover 2 days if it just happens during Bein Hashmashos.
What do you mean? She sees Dam repeatedly during Bein Hashmashos, so the first part of the time that she sees Dam is yesterday, and the next part is today.
I mean, maybe the split is in the middle,
right?
What actually the Derisa is, and then
so in order to account for that possibility, so it's a variation on the theme of the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah that we've shown him. Now that we're worried, this may be a slightly more likely possibility than the fact that there was Dan internally that was floating around for 3 days before it came out. So here, we know that there was Dan for 2 days, and the only concern is that maybe the first Riya straddled Bein Hashmashos, and Me'ikar Adin halachically covered 3 days and not 2 days. And the Ramban has the Ramban has like that also. The Chiddush Ran and the Ramban. The Ritva is like the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ramban is like what I just quoted from the Ran. There's another possibility we've shown him. The Ravan in Siman Shin Yud Ches writes that Takanas Rebbe was for Am Shabbosados. It was never meant to govern all Klal Yisrael. And the Churban Benos Yisrael adopted Takanas Rebbe across the board for everyone. Bein Tamidei Chachamim, Bein Nishei Amei Haaretz. The Ravan. Ravan Siman Shin Yud Ches. So not that you have to find what's that case that isn't covered by Takanas Rebbe, either the Chashash that maybe she's a Zava Gedola because the Dam was floating around internally for 3 days, or the Ran's Chashash that maybe there's a Bein Hashmashos Riyah. The Rabban implicitly says no, that in Achanami, Takanas, the Churban Benos Yisrael didn't add anything per se, it just expanded the acceptance of Takanas Rebbe. Takanas Rebbe initially was, as the Gemara says, for the Am Shabbosados, the Am Ratzin. And at some later point, it was accepted more broadly across all sectors of Klal Yisrael, even among Talmidei Chacham.
By any chance there, does he explain the lesson of the... I mean, that seems a little bit uncomfortable, the lesson of the Gemara, just because Tekanas Rebbe... I mean, Tekanas Rebbe spells out very plainly the different cases that the Tekan applies to.
Right.
Rebbe Zera has a very different quote. It seems to, the most pashut reading is that just something's being changed, not that something is being extended.
Right, if he would read it as Chmir Latzman, this was their formulation of Roti Badam Gachardo, but that was just like a certain way of formulating it, but fundamentally it was just a an acceptance of the concept. Okay,
They would hold six and I'm one and two. According to the
so one. According to this, there's no evidence that you'd have to have Shiva Nakiyam in the case of Ras Yamacha. Right, basically. But again, that's pretty much a shitas yachid in Rishonim, that Ravan, and everyone else assumes, or seems to assume, either implicitly or explicitly, that Kumbh Nesimchal added something over Takanas Rebbe. But bottom line, what we saw from Yad Yonah and the Rove Rishonim is that whatever it adds, it is nothing, even though the term Tibas Danka Chardo might initially make you think that it has something to do with the color, the shade, or the size. So Rov Rishonim, Rubam Kukulam, Rov Binyan, say that's not the case. The Shach has a comment. I guess we should open our Shulchan Aruch for the first time. The Shach has a comment along those lines as well in the beginning, in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. Yeah, please try to bring your Shulchan Aruch with you. Simon Shin Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Gimel, sorry. So the Mechaber has Isha Sheyas Adam in Kara, Bein Ba'onis Bein Rots, and Tmeya, who should target with Yasa, let's talk about Argosha and Hashem next time. Skipping. Afilu Lo Rasa Elatipa Sam Kachardol, Yosheva Salav Shin Mukim, that's the formulation of says the Shach of Katan Gimel Kachardal, who had in Pachas. Don't think that it has anything to do with the size. It's not true. Kakasav Agur, Shev Shari Dura, Vago Shari Dura, Kakasav Akhud, Pashahu. That has nothing to do with the size. That's an expression, but the size is not the relevant factor. There is a comment of the Sidri Tara. Sidri Tara is one of the classic Achronim on Hilchas Nida. It was a Rav in Lemberg in the 1700s. Printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch. Some of the Sidri Taras are very long, but if you have time, if not this time around, the next time around, it's an important part of the Lima of Hilchos Nida. So the Sidri Tara entertains that maybe the Chiddush really is in the Shir, meaning that maybe the Ikra Din, if you have such a small amount of dam, maybe that's indication that it didn't come in a makor. It's true. It's true that there's no shear for dam nidus. However, the fact that you only see a tipas dam, maybe that's indication that it's not really dam nidus, not dam in a makor. Because dam in a makor is becoming out in larger quantities. So maybe in Ikra, then we would have assumed that if you see such a small quantity of dam, it's not dam nidus. And the notice is so, or Machra Latzman, that no, we're not going to be told on that, even if there is such a argument. So that's a justification for the Shita that Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah rejects, that maybe Tibas Danka Kardol does have to do with the size.
Are there results where it says Kain Kardol Mishnah, where that's Daraisa? The other one who brings down says that's Daraisa. You can't bring that Zerah, that's not Tamina.
Again?
Someone brings. Compares this to Kein Chardol and answers, no, Kein Chardol is Daraisa. So we say Kein Chardol is Mekame.
That's correct. But whether the Sidri Tara is saying, if that's if you know that it's Dam Nida, you know it's Dam in a Makor. But maybe, if you see such, so if you know that's Dam Nida, then that's going to be Mekame even if it's less than that Shir.
How do you know it's Dam Nida?
however you know.
Well,
but maybe, let's say the Gemara says, maybe you could entertain that the fact that it comes out in such a small quantity is an indication that it's Damin and Sadim, not Damin and Makor. If it's Damin and Makor, it would be coming out in larger quantities. Bottom line, the Siddur, and the Siddur Torah says that lahalacha, lahalacha, and anyway, lahalacha, it's not really, doesn't make a difference, but that would be the justification for saying that it has something to do with the shear. Now, another Mar Makom, just to note, there is a Tshuva de Rabia, which is printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Zhalti, on page Reish Tes. So this Tshuva de Rabia says that you got the impression from a Rabbeinu Tam that the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Rav Zeira was not something that was introduced only in the time of Rav Zeira. That it goes back even to the time of the Tanaim, and even maybe before Tarkanas Rebbe. So what's that based on? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis tells us Tana Devei Eliyahu Maisa v'Talmid Echad Shashana Harbe V'Kara Harbe V'Shimish Talmid Chacham Harbe. There's a certain Talmid Chacham that did everything right. V'Neis V'Chasiyam V'Ni died at a young age. Haisa Ishta Natalas Tfila V'Machzirasim Be'at Teknesis Be'at Midrasha. So his Amana took his Tfila, he was going from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash, and is asking, how could this happen? Amar lahem, k'siv b'Torah ki yucha yach v'arach yamecha, b'ali shashana harbe v'kara harbe, shimish tamid yachamim harbe, v'neim ma'meis v'chasi yamav, how could it be that my husband died at such a young age? No one could answer anything. And once she met up with Eliyahu Navi, who said to her, biti, b'mein yudusech, mahu esleh, so what was your relationship during the time that you were in Judah? We didn't touch. What was your relationship between libun, which we'll define in a moment? So we didn't have tashmish, but we had everything short. We weren't knowing the harchakos. Amarti la baruch hamakam sharagos. It's good that he died. Shalanasa panim l'tara. Then he didn't treat the Torah properly. Shrei Amar Torah, Elisha, Benidas, Kamasola, Sikrav, and he wasn't properly nizer about the necessary harchakos. Fine. So Tosafot there writes, what does it mean, Yimei Libunayach? Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Shehayu Regilim Litbol Shtei Tfilos. Now there was a time in history where women would go to the mikveh twice as part of their Tara process. Achas asol shiva l'riyasa, shehi tahora midaraisa, b'hach tefila, v'achas asol yumei libun. The woman goes to the mikvah twice. She goes to the mikvah after 7 days of nida. Let's say she saw a don for 5 days. So then after she's clean by the end of the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah. But then she would still be noeg an iser and still view herself as tameya until she counts Shiva Nikiyam. And that's what was called Yimei Libunayich. Okay? So the Rabbi Yah says, you see from the Rabbeinu Tam, that apparently even in an earlier period, the period of Tana Devei Eliyahu, the period of the Tanaim, you had women who were machmir to count Shiva Nikiyam across the board. Because that's what the Rebbeinu Tam says, this Yimei Libunayach for. A woman would go to the mikvah after the 7 Yimei Nida, and then she'd still be counting Shiva Nikiyah, which would take her a few days further, and then she'd go to the mikvah again. And that was the Yimei Libunayach, the period between the first tefillah and second tefillah, that this Tamar Chacham was not sufficiently Nizhar about. Just to note that you don't necessarily see from here that they followed the Chumra Benos Yisrael, only that they had Takanas Rebbe. Right? You don't see from here the Yimei Libunayach that they necessarily counted Shiva Nikiyam across the board. Maybe it was Shisha Vahein or Shisha Vahu. For that much, you don't necessarily see. But at least Takanas Rebbe, it sounds like you do see. Although then the Rabbi says that not necessarily proof, because maybe this actually happened in Meha Amarayim, because there were certain episodes recorded in Tanit Ve'Elio that actually happened at a later point in history, that some episodes there were Bimeha Amarayim and not Bimeha Tanayim. In which case, we have no evidence that the Tanit Ve'Elio story happened prior to Reb Zera. Rabbi Willi points out a comment of Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bo on the pasuk "V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker," that Meshech Chochma comments in the time b'mos haMashiach, we're not going to be noheg chumra b'nos Yisrael anymore, for that matter, presumably Takanas Rabbi, because Meheri Banei Mikdash will have to know who's a real Zav and who's not for the purposes of Karbanos. If you're just going to be machmir across the board to treat everyone as a Zava Gedola, then you run the risk of Chulin Bazara. If you're going to be machmir that everyone treats themselves as a Zava, you're going to end up bringing Karbanos that you're not supposed to be bringing. So B'mos HaMashiach, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have to go back to the Me'ikar Adin to know what's considered a Zava and what's considered a Nida, to avoid the problem of Chulin Bazara. So Rabbi Willig says, based on this Meshech Chochma, maybe that's a pshat in the minog, that when women go to the mikvah, they say, Yihiratzon she'ibanu beis hamikdash meher b'yameinu, that the beis hamikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days, and then we're not going to be knowing the Chumra b'nos Yisrael with the Kanas Rebbe anymore, and then it'll come out that a woman is going to be Luteris Lebaila for more calendrical days than the status quo. So Meheri Yivan HaMikdash, and then the woman will be Mutar Sabalein for more days every month than they are now. Okay. There's a discussion. what exactly is the nature of Chumra b'nos Yisrael? So let's work with what we'll call the position of Rav Yishonim, that Chumra b'nos Yisrael of Reb Zera added one day to the Takanas Rebbe. So that Chumra b'nos Yisrael, do we view that as a halacha gemura, like the halacha psuka, the Gemara and Brachos, or do we view that as a minhag? So the Ritva in our sugya here has the following line. He quotes the Gemara and Brachos that is considered to be a halacha psuka. The Ritva writes, "Lamanu." Ki chachamim kiblu mehem kain, the asu osa takana. So the chachamim accepted the chumra b'nos Yisrael and formalized it into a takana. Upasha isure b'chol olam, and the isur was nispashet around the world. The ein karach levatla v'lo lahakla baklal. So originally it was a grassroots movement that it was a chumra that the b'nos Yisrael accepted upon themselves. However, it was then memorialized into a Takanas Chachamim, a Takanas Chachamim that is not negotiable, and we have no ability to be Mevatel or to be Mekodev. So originally it may have been a grassroots effort, but it was transformed into an absolute halacha. Halacha Psuka, a Takana Gemura. That's Lashon Me'iri here as well. Chachamim kiblu takanasan v'asa'ua k'halacha pisuka. That the Chacham accepted the Takanah b'nos Yisrael and they made it into halacha pisuka. And that's what the Ramban writes as well in Hilchos Nida. The Ramban is a chibor on Hilchos Nida called Hilchos Nida l'Ramban, which are brief halachos. In this version of the Shulchan Aruch, it's printed in the back. This version of Torah Shulchan Aruch in the Marava Ramban is printed in the Marava Chidusha Ramban as well. So the Ramban has a line in Perek Aleph Halacha Yotes Chumra Zu Shenagu B'nos Yisrael Huchshiru B'nei Chachamim. It was given the imprimatur of the Chachamim. V'asu Asak Halacha Psuka B'kol Makom. Lefikach, asr la'adam lahakal barosh al yalav. You have no license to be mako on this Chumra B'nais Yisrael because it was made into a halacha pisuka. Okay, that seems to be the position of Tosfos and Megillah as well. Megillah Kavches and Beis Dibur Maskil Dafilu. Tosfos Megillah Kavches and Beis Dibur Maskil Dafilu. Tosfos there is bothered. What's the Ke'en D'Oraisa of Chumra B'nais Yisrael? We generally assume that a Takana D'Rabbanan has to be patterned after a Din D'Oraisa. So Tosfos wants to know, what's the Din D'Oraisa that the Chumra B'nais Yisrael is patterned after? So Tosfos answers that a Zava on day 7 of Rosh Hashanah Kiyum is Soseres even with a Tipas Dam Kechardal. So a woman counts Rosh Hashanah Kiyum, and the last minute, the end of the 7th day, she sees a little bit of Dam, so you have to start the whole clock again. So that's the Ke'en D'Oraisa, that a Tipas Dam Kechardal creates a Chiyuv of Rosh Hashanah Kiyum. But the fact that Tosfos is asking about a Ke'en D'Oraisa implies, Tosfos assumed, they were talking about a Takana Gemura that needs a Ke'en D'Oraisa. It's just a minug, but you don't need a Ke'en D'Oraisa for every minug. Okay. Now the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel Talacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, Bimei Chachmei, Yisui Bia Yud Aleph Gimel Dalet. Bimei Chachmei Gemara, Nistapek Hadavar Harbe Bria Sadamin Minitskaku of Estos. In the times of the Gemara already, there were enough doubts about Ria Sadam, and the Vestas were messed up. Lefisha Loa Yakoch Bechoan Hashem Limnos Yemeinid V'meziv. Again, according to the Rambam, it's more critical because you have to have your set 7-11 cycle forever, and that was harder to do. Lefika Chachmir Chachamin V'davar Zeh. The gazu shiyu kol yemei aisha kimei zivasa via kol dam shetira safeg dan zivas. And therefore, chacham makes zeros that you should treat everything lechumra as dan ziva. The od chmir benos yisrael atzman chumra yisrael zeh. Beyond that, benos yisrael are machmir upon themselves. The nogu kula bechol makom shiyesh yisrael shal kol bas yisrael shiro adam afila rasa latipa kachardo bavad upasak adam safaris hashem nekiyem etc. So the Rambam just has a formulation of Chmir Benos Yisrael Atzma and Chumra Yisera V'Nogu Kulam. It sounds like it's a minag and remains a minag and wasn't necessarily formalized as a takan. The Baal Mor is more explicit about that. The Ravid has the Chibur and Hilchas Nida called Bali Nefesh, which you should use, and it's printed in the back of this Torah Shulchan Aruch as well, but there is the fancy annotated version that was edited or put out by Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald of Bnei Brak, not to be confused with Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald of Enjop and Lincoln Square Synagogue, even though the Rabbi Buchwald of Bnei Brak actually contributed an article to the Torah Mada Journal once. But he has a critical edition of the Ravid Bali Nefesh with the Asagas of the Baal Mor on the bottom. So the Baal Mor in his Asagos on the right with Bali Nefesh in the beginning of Shar Tfila is explicit that Chumra B'nos Yisrael remains a minna. Rav Gusman has a famous analysis of this. Rav Gusman was a Rosh Yeshiva after the war in New York and then in Yerushalayim. His shirim are called Kuntrusei Shirim. He was the youngest member of Chaim Moser's Bezdin in Vilna before the war. Arspel has a nice biography about him that came out a couple years ago that's kedai to read. So Gusman has a famous piece in the end of Kedushin. He has very long pieces in his farm. The end of Kedushin of Tesvav, in which he discusses this question as to whether Chumra B'nos Yisrael is a minhag or a lach gemur. Nafkamina, are there ever times in which you could dispense with, let's say, the last day of the Shivan Akiyam of Chumra B'nos Yisrael? So his context is situations of orthodox infertility, women who ovulate earlier than the norm. In most situations, most women will ovulate after they go to the mikveh and therefore are able to conceive. But you have a small percentage of the population where women ovulate earlier, and if the ovulation precedes the time that they can go to the mikveh, then that creates major problems with conceiving. So nowadays, there are various other medical treatments to delay ovulation that are generally effective, but writing 50 years ago, or 40 years ago, where the technology hadn't developed to that extent yet, this is a more practical question, whether you could shave off one day, let's say, of the Shiva Nikian in situations of orthodox infertility. So that's what Rav Gusterman addresses, this Machlokas Rishon, the way we just framed it, whether Takana Chomer Benos Yisrael is a Halacha Gemura or a Minhag. He points out a similar Machlokas, perhaps, Rambam Raivid in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph. So the din is that the shumno shel gid, the shumno of gid anasha on a deraisa level is mutter, but yisal kadoshim heim or machmir on shumno shel gid. So the Rambam writes Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. Kishadam ochel es ha pesach chose chabasar vi ochel the chose chatzamas min a perek umefarkan imratza. Fine, so a person eats korban pesach, he's allowed to cut the meat, he can't cut, he's allowed to cut the meat. Ukishayagil gid anashe motzio umanicho im shara gidim vatzamos vakromos. She yotz in b'shas achila. She ein menakin oso kishar basar ve ein mechaskin oso el etzol oso shalem. So you have to be tzol of the Korban Pesach shalem. So you include the Shuvan Agid when you're tzol of the Korban Pesach. Even though Shuvan Agid is aser because of Minag Yisrael. But here, where if you're going to remove the Shuvan Agid, then you're going to potentially violate Shvirus Etzem. So lo hamidu the minag b'makom an iser. And the rabbi argues b'chai roshi an iser gadol mizeh shiyitz la'pesach im gid anasha v'yim shamno v'yim tarba detusi masni v'yim promis shabarosh etc. V'yim esko v'ach la'pesach v'yavi l'fana ikazeh ha'yisichov to v'karak l'fana. The rabbi would bring me such a korban pesach with a shuman agid hold, then I throw it on the ground in front of him. So this may be relevant to our question. If you have a minag Yisrael, is a minig Yisrael going to stand in the face of a din d'oraisa or other considerations? Yeah.
Would that be, case be different though? Because there, the Rambam seems to be worried about being over an iser, as opposed to over the Husnino, where we're concerned about fulfilling mitzvah sase. Like, you're not over anything by not being able to conceive.
Okay, so it's not exactly parallel, but the parallel is that where do we say, if it's only a minhag, so where do we say a midah devrayim, where it interferes with a kiyum mitzvah? Okay, so it's not, fine, not exactly the same. Granted. I'm sorry?
Is there more of a difference?
You're saying there's a difference between violating a lav and bittul kiyum mitzvah. But so what the Rav Gusterman discusses is a famous shuvah, the Galia Masechta, where the Galia Masechta thinks that you could be makel in situations of need to cut off one day of the Shiva Nikiyim. But Rav Poskim don't accept that. Rav Avadia discusses this. Rav Avadia's chibur on Hilchos Nida is called Taras Habayis, three volumes. So in volume 1, beginning on page 28, he discusses this topic. Ramosha also has a tshuva, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, in which Ramosha writes that it's very difficult to be makel a mice in these kinds of situations, and he discussed it with Rav Henkin, and Rav Henkin agreed with him. And then he writes at the end, this is written to the rabbi in Canton, Ohio, in 1950. He writes at the end, the tamim sheyeshli lo bar lasas naisa v'nei she'ana medamim. I do possibly have svaras lahakov. I'm not willing to pass in that way. V'nisra nidaber v'zeh ki basavin any rosa lichtov asam. And if you see me in person, maybe I'll tell it to you, but I don't want to put it in writing. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me that his father told him that he had a chavrusa once who was having difficulty conceiving, and he went to talk to Rav Moshe about whether there are any grounds to be made on the Shiva Nikiyam. Rav Moshe told him that they should try to figure out when the ovulation happens, and he was willing apparently to be made somewhat with the timing with the Shiva Nikiyam, but Rabbi Schwartz's father didn't remember exactly what the details were, and the Chavrusa is since in the Olam Emes, but he wasn't sure exactly what the parameters of Rav Moshe's potential Kula, not in print, but in person, were. Just to conclude, actually, two more points, and we'll conclude. One is the tshuva of the Beis Avi, Rabbi Libis from the Bronx. Tshuva's Beis Avi, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kavches. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kavches. He was asked by a Baalas tshuva. Baalas tshuva was becoming more observant, and her husband wasn't going along with her that far. So she was able to convince her husband would be willing to go along to keep Taras HaMishpacha on a Daraisa level. Meaning for the woman to count Yemei Nida, the husband was willing to go along with, but he wasn't willing to go along with anything more to Takanas Rebbe Chovah Benos Yisrael. So the Shaila was, does she have to demand the get, or can she stay in the marriage and just keep Taras HaMishpacha with the Ikar Din Daraisa of calculating Yemei Nida? So Rabbi Levis responded that if she thinks that she'll be able to convince her husband over time to go along with everything, so maybe that's kind of an Aver Lishma and a Derabanan, so maybe you could be Mako if there's a end game in sight. But if she doesn't think that she's going to be able to convince her husband to go along long term, and he didn't think it was right to rely on any such kulos, and to constantly violate at least the Surah Derabanan, and they thought that in that case it would be appropriate to demand a get. Then one final point. There's a machlokas rishonim whether the din of Dam Tohar say it like this. The psukim in Parshas Tazria indicate that if a woman has a baby, so then after 7 or 14 days, depending on male or female, then if she sees Dam for the next 33 or 66 days, that's Dam Tohar. That Dam is not Dam Nida, that Dam is not Mitame. And nowadays for the last 1,000 years, our practice is that we don't have kulas dam toar, or machri even for dam toar, that we treat that as dam tame. So is that related to chumra derib zera, chumra benos yisrael? So the Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Alachakaf, that it's related. In Hichmira Benos Yisrael Asman Shafila Rose Dam Tipa Kacharlel Yoshev Shivanakim, Velo Rasu Lahosi Asman Metakanus Bezdin Shetesh Shishavahu, Kadesh Shetesh Sphiras Kul and Shavak Yemen Vloyavali Deito. So if Benos or Machmir, not even to rely on Takanus Rebbe, but to always count Shivanakim, Kol Shekain, Shehelen Lachu Shalote Isha Shafas and Shameshas, so Kol Shekain, she should be Choshesh, not to be mishameshes when she has blood flowing. Lefika, kol roa dam tiba kachardal, afila betoki me tohar, teisha shivna kiyom kila rasa kohodim shetela. Therefore, even if a woman sees dam tohar, we're machmir on that to treat that as dam nida. Vareze b'chlal chomer shechmir b'nos Yisrael atzman. So that's included in chumra b'nos Yisrael. Even though there were certain communities that were still Mekel, Ramban says that's no longer an accepted practice. that included in Chumrah Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira was also not being makel any more Dam Tovar. So says the Ramban. So says the Ritva in our sugya as well.
What was the first one?
The Ramban.
So the Ramban, the Ritva.
That's all he said. The Ramban, Perek Zayin, Lachakaf, and the Ritva in our sugya.
Maybe I misunderstood the Ramban, but the Ramban there sounded more like the concern was Tashmish during, while there's bleeding post-childbirth, as opposed to like a Tumah problem more parallel to Nidah or Ziva. So,
we're not worried about Tumah nowadays, we're worried about Issa L'Baila. So sure. Just like...
Meaning there's a specific concern of whether it be it's improper or health for the woman, whatever... the Ramban is referring to, that in particular would be inappropriate, but would there be any reason that she couldn't, after the 7 or 14 days, go to the mikvah and not have to observe har chakos, for example? Like,
if she goes to, the point is that she has to go to the mikvah, she has to count Shiva Nekiyah. Whereas Nina Torah, once she goes to the mikvah once after day 7, day 14, and she sees dam after that, that's dam tovar, and that's of no concern. But we're machmir that if she sees dam during that period of time, that's not, we don't view that as dam tovar, and you have to be machmir to treat that like regular dam nida. Mm-hmm.
So I understand that's what we do today. And maybe I was misunderstanding. From what I heard from the Ramban, the only concern that he had after the 7 or 14 days was with regards to tashmish.
Well, tashmish should be usher until she goes through the tara process. I mean, that's just like the extreme formulation of it. Kol shekein sheish lein lacha shelo, if her machmir on tibas dam kechardol, so kol shekein should be machmir if she has blood flowing out of her.
Okay.
But the mishavesh is lab dafka in that sense. That's just the extreme of it.
Nice.
So that's the Ramban and the Ritva. However, the Rambam perek yud aleph yisurei biyah halacha vav writes. The dinza bimei agaon in this chadesh, v'heim gozru shelo yehei sham dam torah klal, shezeh chmira lafim bimei chachmei gemara, eno elo b'ro adam shetamish sheyishav aslav shiv nekiyim. So the chumra not to be noy dam torah, that only came up during the yimei agaonim, because that chumra benos Yisrael, that was only for roa regular dam. That even the Rambam's time in France, they were mekel adam tovar. So the Rambam very clearly says it's all tali b'minog, not included in chumra necessarily, but explicitly that even if you're going to be machmir on dam tovar nowadays, that's a much later innovation that's nothing to do with the Chumra of Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira. So Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me that he thought maybe this Machlokas is talking on the previous Machlokas. According to the Rambam, that Chumra of Benos Yisrael itself is only Minog. It wasn't transferred into a absolute Takana. So the minute was only as it was stated, and doesn't extend to Dam Tovar. But for the Ramban and the others, that it was formalized, concretized into an absolute takana, so that could have more concrete ramifications and maybe expanded the Dam Tovar. Well, not Bechreach, but maybe those two are related. Okay, we'll stop here. And on Wednesday, Mirz Hashem will start the Sugya of Hargasha, which is still in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, and I'll send you out new Mar Makamos now. Together. Okay. Great.